Good evening. This is a meeting of the Pacifica National Board. It is June 5th, 2021. It is 43 p.m. Eastern Time. My name is Alex Steinberg. I'm the chair of the Pacifica National Board. And please, everybody, if you're not speaking, mute yourselves. I'm here for some background noise of some sort. And I'd like to ask our recording secretary to please call the roll. Marianne, could you do the honors?
Let's start with Chris Corey. Do I hear Chris Corey? Okay, we'll come back. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Present.
Good. Lyndon Foley.
Here.
Good. I presume Jose Gutierrez is not present. Heather Gray.
Here.
Good. Julie Hewitt.
Here.
Good. Sabrina Jacobs.
Here.
Good. Wally James.
Here.
Good. Dwayne Lark. Dwayne, you're muted. Dwayne? Dwayne is here but muted.
Dwayne Lark present.
Good, thank you. Ali Lexa.
Here.
Good. Thomas O'Rourke.
Here.
Good. Jim Osborne.
Present.
Good. Ron Pinchback.
Here.
Good. Ralph Pointer.
Here.
Good. Sandra Rowline.
Present.
Good. Lawrence Reyes.
Presente.
Bueno. John Rhodes.
I'm here.
Good. James Sagerton.
Here.
Good. Andrea Turner. Andrea Turner? Not hearing nothing. Beth Van Gunten. Beth? Beth Van Gunten?
Yeah. She's still not able to get in. I sent her the information and for some reason that number's not working.
Okay, Tom Voorhees.
Tom is here.
Good. Alex Steinberg.
Here.
Let me try a couple of, let's see, Chris Corey.
Here.
Good. Okay, Andrea Turner. Is anybody connected with her and knows whether she's trying to get in or just isn't there? Okay, hearing nothing. And Beth Van Gunten is doing her best, right?
Chair, I'm going to try to help Beth.
Okay. Lydia Brezon. Lydia? I hear nothing. Anita Sims.
Here.
Good. Paulina.
Present.
I presume Arthur Schwartz is not at, present. John Tatum. John Tatum?
He's almost always here. Can somebody give him a buzz and see if he's having a problem getting in?
Okay, so Lydia is not with us. Andrea, we don't know. And Beth is trying hard to get on. Okay. Alex, would you care to continue?
Yeah, oh, thank you. Okay. Excused absences. Are there any requests for an excused absence tonight?
Chair?
Yes?
This is Lawrence. I just spoke to Jose Gutierrez, and he is still in the hospital, so I just wanted to let everybody know. And I attempted to contact him last week, and I left a message, but finally he picked up the phone. He told me he's in the hospital still.
Wasn't he out of the hospital? Are you saying he's back in the hospital?
He's back in the hospital. He was out of the hospital, but he's back in the hospital. So I think we need to arrange a three-way call or something so we could talk to him, Chair, at some point.
Not quite sure what we can do about this, but of course we wish him a recovery.
Alex, this is Heather.
Yes, Heather.
I just wanted to mention I was talking with Ursula today, so she and Jose and I are going to try to get together next week sometime. Talk. I just wanted to mention that. Yeah.
Okay.
So I would defer to the affiliates director and.
Well, thanks, Lawrence. I'll report on this.
I think for now we should excuse him for now.
Alex, just letting you know, Turner is on.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay.
Good.
Okay, so do we have a motion to excuse Mr. Gutierrez?
So moved. Turner.
Do we have a second?
Darwin seconds.
Okay, are there any objections? Okay, so Mr. Gutierrez is excused. Timekeepers, who wants to be timekeeper for people for tonight? Any volunteers?
Chair, I seek recognition. I could do the items. If you give me the times for the items, I could set the time.
I'll do the people.
You'll do the people. Terrific. Thank you.
Was that Heather?
Yes.
It sounded like Heather.
It is. How long do people, James is there. Okay.
No, I'm quite willing to have Heather do it. I was away from, I had to get back to the Zoom site.
Well, I'm quite willing for you to do it, James. I'm glad to do it. How long do people talk?
90 seconds.
90 seconds. Yeah. Thank you. All right.
We give them a little bit of leeway, but hopefully not too much. You know, if they're in the middle of a sentence, we let them finish, things like that. Okay. Okay. So we have a draft agenda. And let me read.
Beth reporting in. Beth reporting in. I'm here now.
Welcome, Beth. Glad you could. The first item is agenda approval. That's a 10-minute item. Then we have approve the minutes from the last meeting, if available, 3 minutes. Then we have number four is announcements of the bylaws referendum votes from the LSBs. We've already heard from a couple of the LSBs, but I think the ones we have not heard from are KPFA, WPFW, and KPFT. Is that it? That's a 10-minute item. Then we have a report from the IED, 10-minute item. Then we have a report from the ICFO, another 10-minute item. And then we have a motion about waivers for hiring personnel replacements. And that's a 40-minute item. Okay. I don't know why that needs 40 minutes, but okay. Then we have an item on committee reports. That's a 35-minute item in total. And we have a bunch of committee reports.
Hey, this is Lawrence. I have a question.
Yes, Lawrence.
So I got some emails in regards to the so-called 40-minute item, which I don't think we need 40 minutes for. And Ron from Ron Pinchback from WPFW and Chris Corey from KPFA will be providing clarification that was sought from the directors of Van Gooten and James Sackerton, and that's you as well, Chair. The waiver.
Yeah, I think that does need clarification, but that could simply be dealt with some simple amendments.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Do we have?
Yeah, this is James.
Is this a question?
I have a request to actually remove one of the items on the agenda under the committee reports.
Out of order. We have not adopted an agenda yet. You can't remove anything until we adopt an agenda.
Okay.
So I need a motion, first of all, to approve the draft agenda. Can I get a motion?
So moved, Chair. Lawrence.
Okay. Do we have a second?
Second it.
Okay. So the floor is now open for discussion on the draft agenda. If you want to remove something, you want to add something, this is the place to do it.
James, one sec.
James, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm not looking at the agenda as I speak, but if it still contains the approval of the PRA budget, I believe we already did that, and that was added at the coordinating committee meeting last night, which I was not attending due to a conflicting meeting regarding Pacifica matters. And so I believe that item does not need to be on the agenda if it is still there.
Okay, that's fine. It's yeah, okay. I don't, I mean, it's not, there's no motion associated with it, so it's just part of a committee report, so you can just skip that part. anybody else?
Chair, this is Lawrence.
Lawrence.
In regards to the motion for waiver, on the hiring freeze, I don't think it requires 40 minutes. Mm-hmm. Maybe you might want to, I would think maybe 10 minutes.
Well, why don't you want to make it 20 minutes? Split the
okay,
difference.
20 minutes. I'm easy.
Okay.
Although the NIT starts, but I'm still easy.
20 minutes on that. Do we have a second? Changing that to a 20-minute item.
This is Heather, I'll second. Okay.
Okay, are there any objections to changing that to a 20-minute item? Okay. So are there any further amendments or any other discussion about the proposed agenda? Okay. Are there any objections then to the draft agenda as amended?
Okay. Yeah, I have a request for information.
What is your request?
When are we going into executive session? Time certain for that?
I don't know. Let's just say it won't be before 10, and it won't be later than 10:30. Somewhere between those two, I believe, is when we should be going into executive session.
Dwayne Lark.
Dwayne, yeah, you have a question?
I'd like to make a motion at this point.
You want to make a motion to amend the draft agenda?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
I move that we go to executive session at 10 o'clock.
Okay, does somebody want to second that?
Lawrence Reyes will second it, KPFK.
Okay. Does anybody object to going into executive session at 10 o'clock? That does mean that we may not be able to complete all the items in the local session. In fact, I don't see how we did.
Lydia, you got to mute yourself. Star 6.
Pardon, are you talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you. Yeah, I'm talking to you.
You want me to mute myself?
There's nobody else here.
Yeah, there's noise emanating. Okay, thank you.
Okay, so are there any objections to adjourning to executive session at 10 o'clock? Okay, then that's accepted. So I will ask one more time, are there any objections to the agenda as amended? Okay, hearing none, the agenda as amended is approved. And let's just get to it. Do we have minutes from the last open session that we need to approve?
Mr. Chair, this is Paulina.
Yes.
No, we don't. Marianne and I are still working on the last set. Marianne is working much more than I am. Thank you.
Okay. And that's that. Okay. Announcement of bylaws referendum votes from LSBs. I'm not really sure who has not announced their votes yet, but I have here KPFA, WPFW, and KPFT. KPFA directors want to announce the vote from KPFA? Anybody? Okay, somebody has to announce it, or maybe you don't want to announce it. Okay, nobody wants to. Okay, maybe we can get back to that later then. What about WPFW? Who would like to announce the results from WPFW?
Hey, Alex, this is Ron.
Ron?
Yeah, I'll just make the announcement real simple. It was a unanimous vote to oppose the New Day bylaw proposal.
Thank you, Ron. KPFT, would somebody like to announce the vote from KPFT? Anybody?
This is Lyndon.
Lyndon, go ahead.
Yes, the KPFT LSB failed to the New Day Pacifica vote failed at KPFT, although it had 11 votes yes, and I believe it was 8 no and 2 abstentions.
It failed because it did not get a majority of the LSB. Is that correct?
That is correct, because it did not get 13 votes. There were 2 people missing and 2 abstentions.
Okay. All right. Is that it?
Yeah, this is James.
James?
Yeah, I'm happy to report that the WBAI LSB voted 18 no, I'm sorry, 0 yes, and 0 abstentions.
Okay, thank you, James. KPFK, did we ever hear from KPFK on this?
No, I don't think we did, but the KPFK opposes the bylaws referendum by a vote of 14-7, 1 abstention.
Okay. All right, KPFA, I do remember that KPFA was the one local board that did gain a majority of the LSB in support of the bylaws referendum, but I don't actually recall the details of what the vote was.
Alex?
Yes.
Yeah, hi. This is Andrea, KPFA. Yeah, KPFA passed it, the referendum. Yeah, I was just trying to look up the exact numbers. You know, I remember two abstentions, but right now I can say for the record that the KPFA passed a referendum.
Okay. So we've heard.
And I'll try to get the exact figures for you. Yeah.
Chair O'Rourke.
Yes.
Just a point of clarification. I believe the actual vote at PFW was 13 no's, 0 yes, and 0 abstentions.
Okay.
Officially.
Okay, so that's, all right. Well, those are the announcements.
Mr. Chair, Dwayne Lark.
Dwayne?
For the record, I'd like to state slightly different than the other director from KPFT, that the KPFT local station board failed to approve the referendum.
Oh, okay. I mean, I think we've already said that.
You said that.
Yeah, yeah. Some other folk might want to hear it my way. Thank you.
Okay. I'm tempted to make a joke about my way, but I will refrain. Okay, so the next item on the agenda is a report from the IED. Lydia, are you on the call?
Okay, yes, I am. And not too much to report. Some of the stations were in Fund Drive, and both KPFK and I can't remember if KPFA was going to, I think they were. They were going to slightly extend their fund drive a little bit, so, because it was a little bit anemic. And, but, you know, other stations seem to be doing well. KPFT, of course, has the technical situation there, which hopefully will be remedied soon. And, because same thing. Any fundraising there has been anemic for a variety of reasons. But anyway, that's where we are. Other than that, moving along with a bunch of technical things, I'm trying to get more information on the various grants, including some grants for remedying the situation at KPFT and so forth. So there's a lot out there, and there's different criteria, and moving along with that. I haven't done much on sending out any email requests, fundraising email requests, because there's so much email going back and forth with the New Day and all of the different opinions, and now it's going to be with the LSBs. So, but we are moving along, and I am still amazed at how many things I'm having, you know, to identify, discover, pare down in terms of expenses, because what has clearly happened over the years is that someone will sign on to a service, for example, of some sort, and then either they leave and nobody thinks to ask how to stop that particular service or whatever. So a lot of that has been going on my entire tenure, and just about every time I look, there's something else that I have a question about, and that if nobody's using it, let's discontinue it. So we are able to start paring down on some of the things that are non-essential. But other than that, everybody's doing a really good job at trying to fundraise and so on and so forth. And there you go.
Okay. I'll take a stack for if anybody has questions of our interim executive director. Anybody? Okay. Then we'll move on. The next item is the report from the interim chief financial officer, Anita Sims.
Thank you. I just really wanted to report where we're at on June the 1st.
George was able to deliver to the auditors the trial balance, the recent, and also the financial statements, again, for them to start their sampling, if you will, and review, and start asking questions of the stations. So we are on schedule. We're hoping that their process will take about 2 weeks. Our timeline is that we get everything in plenty of time for all the committees and the board to review the audit before it is submitted. Also, I wanted to report that I understand that CPB now has a compliance checklist. I attended a webinar of the financial component of public media, PMBA. So anyway, as soon as I get that electronically, I will send it out. Thank you.
Okay. Anita, I have a question. How far along are we in terms of preparedness for submitting all the documents and whatever information is required for the CPB application?
So we have not done any work on it, but we can get started. We really wanted to get the audit submitted, which we have done. The next update, if you will, or what the focus is to get the financials current. So they're working on April, and once that is done, we can start working on the list.
Okay. Well,
I think some of things are going to be for the board, though, also. So
I mean, I wasn't only asking about the NEDA. Of course, you're deeply involved in the audit, but we do have other. We do have Pacifica staff people who could be a resource in terms of preparing for the application for CPB funding. I was just wondering if you were aware of what was going on in that area.
I am aware that we're going to try to get something submitted by the before the end of the month.
Mm-hmm.
So we will help with that. We'll start.
Okay.
Lawrence to the stack chair.
Okay, I think I heard Lyndon and then Lawrence.
Yes, thank you, Chair. Anita, can you send out a copy of the trial balance?
Sure.
Okay, thank you.
Lawrence?
Thank you, Chair. Anita, how far along are we in our next audit?
Our next audit?
Yeah, I know we have a deadline by the end of June. Is that still doable?
Yes, that's what I reported a few minutes ago.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. My apologies to you.
That's okay, no problem. What we submitted to the auditors was the adjusted trial balance, the most current, along with the financial statements. George sent that out on Monday, June 1st. So I'm assuming that they have already started to ask questions of the stations. So this is a 2020 audit that is due the end of the month. So we're on schedule. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else? Anybody?
Mr. Chair, Thomas O'Rourke, to the stack.
Thomas, go ahead.
Yes, I understand the CPB deadline is the end of June, and that every day after, if you're applying for that year, is penalized in the form of lessening the grant. I say this because a technology task force has recently been meeting a few times on and discussing the CPB, and I guess urging that at some point we'll contact the PMB to urge. There's quite a bit. There's a 35-page manual that's available online. We could distribute it, but it involves all sorts of documentation of of CAB activity, LSB activity, and community outreach, et cetera. So it's quite involved from what I gather. I'm sure others can add to that in terms of their knowledge of the process.
This is Lydia.
Yeah, Lydia?
Yeah. As we know, as I hope most of us know, is that Otis McQuay is our CPB compliance officer. And so he has been over the course, whether even though we are not right now, you know, eligible for some of the big grants of CPB, but he has continued as if we were. So he continues the same level of compliance criteria. But it is going to take all of the board members to cooperate with Otis. The CABs are supposed to be doing community needs assessments. So if your CABs are not doing that, please make sure that they get them done right away. That I think is really, really important. And make sure that they're operational and so forth. That would be an enormous help to Otis. But he looks at various other things, including all of the meeting notices and so forth that we do now. Obviously, there's flexibility now because we've all been having to meet by Zoom and so forth because of COVID. So there's some leeway there. But he has been on top of meetings being posted, and hopefully everybody is still complying with everything. But he's our go-to guy on all of those particulars. Thank you.
Yeah, I would just like to add that Thomas, for you and the other people who might be volunteering to assist, please coordinate your efforts with Otis and keep the executive director and the CFO and myself as chair, keep us all in the loop so that we all know we're not going in different directions at the same time.
Understood. I'll convey it to the task force.
Okay. Thank you.
Is James with a question?
James?
Yeah, I'd like to ask Lydia when the last time she contacted Otis with regard to the CPB application would be?
I have not spoken to him since we submitted our May 31st audit. We are required to do the June 30th, so I have been continue working with the auditor on various things. But, you know, I talked to Otis on various other things. I can certainly call him tomorrow and see where we are.
Thank you.
Ron, what a question.
Ron, go ahead.
Yeah, the reason we lost CPB funding was because of some compliance issues, and some involving reporting, and it was also my understanding that diversity, documented diversity, at one of the stations it was also an issue. And I heard Anita say that this packet will give us a list of, you know, the compliance issues, compliance things that we have to deal with. But I'm also wondering, will we have to make amends for whatever compliance issues we failed the last time? We know about the audits, but I'm particularly interested about this diversity issue because they do have a diversity requirement to get those grants. And if one of the stations or any of the stations are not meeting that requirement, I'd like to know.
This is Lydia.
Okay, so KPFT and KPFK were the two stations that received the notice, and I've sent that notice to the board. I can resend it since we have new members. And so that's unlikely to change, but it's not something that we owe. It was just something that we did not receive at the time because they couldn't get the big grants because of the lack of diversity and audience. There are various metrics that are used including the audience, and I don't think those two stations will meet it again. So there's that. But there, once we qualify for CPB, we qualify for a variety of grants as well. And, but of course, as we have to strive to increase the diversity requirement, but you also have to strive to increase the numbers of your listeners. That was part of that package in that letter, both at KPFT and KPFK. I do not see that there's been an improvement in for either of those stations, WPFW, WBAI, and KPFA were fine. But we don't owe anything retroactively. When we had to pay that 30-some-odd thousand from something that most of us did not know about from 2013, and we paid it last year, I asked if there was anything else outstanding, and I was told there was nothing else that we owe. There's no reason other than going through the process of the application, which is long and complicated as well, and so we have all these various components, but they don't penalize, for example, the foundation if one of the stations is not meeting the requirement. That's its own problem, that it does not then get the larger grant, and so there you go. So we have work to do, but it doesn't mean we can also there was a time when we also used to have special funding for national programming, which, for example, our historic national program was Democracy Now! Because it played at all five stations. We also used to have a policy where if any one program played at three of our five stations, then it was considered a national program. And all of those elements go into our CPB applications because they give you a separate chunk of money if you have national program. And, of course, we have a volunteer program right now, COVID, Race, and Democracy, which most of the stations are carrying. And, you know, we have potential of other shows that are being carried at least three stations. I think Sojourner Truth is at three stations, if not four. So there are a lot of things that we can make use of in terms of grants once we get that audit, and that's definitely the first step.
Yeah, Lawrence to the stack.
James to the stack.
Okay, James.
I said Lawrence to the first. Yeah, thank you, James. May I go, Chair?
Go ahead.
Okay, so we got 3 minutes left on this item, and I just wanted to mention, along with Democracy Now! As a national program, we also have Verna Avery Brown's national program called Peace Watch. So,
that's true.
So I just want to refresh your memory. We got about two minutes and 15 seconds on this item, Chair. Thank you.
James?
Yeah, I just want to ask Lydia if, I think she said 37,000. I think it was actually, is that the $137,000 that we owed? Yeah, no worry. We weren't subtracting our cost of our premiums from our total amount raised through, non-federal funding sources, which would be our listeners. And I'm also wondering if we get back into the program, despite the fact that we might not meet the mass or the minority audience service station requirements for those extra grants, that would still help us with the music licensing, would it not?
Yes. And when we last checked with one of the music carriers, I believe it was ASCAP or BMI, they said we were still being covered by CPB. So there's, you know, I think that will continue. I've never received a notice otherwise.
Chris Corey for the stack.
Chris?
I just had one quick question. Lydia, could you please clarify what you mean by the big grant?
When we used to get like our $1 million grants at the stations.
Okay, you mean like the 10% grant?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
And to clarify, I meant as opposed to a separate grant that we might get in order to buy a station or a separate grant that we might get for the national program or the piece of it, right? And so that was how I distinguished it as the big one, the big grants.
Okay. I think we're out of time on this segment. So let's
move on. Yes, we are, Chair. We are out of time.
Yeah. Let's move on. We have an item about waiver for waiver on a hiring freeze. So this is a motion from Mr. Reyes, Mr. Voorhees, Mr. and Mr. Lark, who would like to be speaking on behalf of this motion.
If I could briefly motivate it, Chair, because there's some, I'm going to yield to Mr. Pinchback and Mr. Corey, and if Mr. Law wants to weigh in, he's more than welcome to. So the motion is to fill essential positions at KPFK, WPFW, and KPFA. And the motion reads, and let me just state, because I know there were some directors that asked questions in regards to what specific items. At KPFK, we are looking for an IT, because the previous IT resigned, and we are in the middle of a general manager search mandated by the bylaws. Then at WPFW, I won't speak for them, and I will not speak for KPFA as well. So the motion reads as follows. Whereas the KPFK Local Station Board is currently engaged in the bylaws mandated search for a general manager to fill a vacancy left by the resignation of the last KPFK GM, and anticipates that the LSB will submit a pool candidates to the IED, and whereas WPFW and KPFA are also seeking to fill essential vacant positions necessary for successful station operation, be it resolved that the PNB hereby lifts, and I want to insert, for these, essential items only, the hiring freeze vis-a-vis KPFK, WPFW, KPFA for the purposes of filling these essential positions. And I also believe that, the IED wants to speak on this as well. But I shoot it over to Ron if that's okay with you, Chair.
We need a second on that.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Who would like to second it?
Ron, a second.
Okay. Ron, did you want to speak on this as well?
Yes, just very brief comments. The, for WPFW, you know, the need is simple. You know, we have, the only paid position we really have is the board ops and the little bit of management staff that we have there. So, when we lost one of our board ops recently, we got to, you know, fulfill that position. There's something that we can't do on a volunteer basis. So, that's our request. I will say this also that, we are looking at, adding an, development director at some point, and we may come back to request a waiver for that. Once again, that's at a future date, but right now, we just want to be accommodated for the board opposition. Thank you.
Okay. Let me, speak on this. I think.
Chair, I'm sorry to interrupt you, Chair, but can we hear from our KPFA because they're also part of the discussion before we hear from you, Chair? Is that okay?
The order doesn't really matter, but if somebody from KPFA wants to go first, go ahead.
Chair, this is Chris Corey. I'll speak for just a second. Lawrence, I don't have my letter, my plea from Quincy in front of me right now. So, I know that, you know, this request came from management at KPFA. But I don't have the specific request in front of me at this juncture. So I'm going to have to continue searching for it while we go on discussing this item, if you don't mind. Thank you.
Okay. So here's what I want to say. I think it's entirely reasonable to, have a motion to authorize, suspension of the hiring freeze when we are replacing people who have left. However, I don't think the motion should be so loosely phrased as to just say essential personnel. We need to know exactly what positions are being replaced at which stations and why they're being replaced, and if it's for a replacement or is this for a new position that did not exist before. That needs to be added to the motion. I don't know what those details are, so I would like somebody who does know those details to please put forward an amendment to add those details to the motion.
This is Lydia.
Lydia?
And okay. Lawrence to the stack.
And these are also already budgeted positions. The one was already a completed replacement hire at WPFW. So when I learned of that, I sent out another notice to all of the GMs reminding them that there's a hire freeze. Now, this is what has happened over the years, is that we've passed these hire freezes and then, you know, people forget that there's a hire freeze and so on and so forth. So I brought it to the attention of the relevant directors about each station's needing to have a waiver from the PNB for these. So one is a board op at WPFW budgeted and replacement. The other is a board op at KPFA budgeted and replacement. The general manager obviously mandated because we had the resignation of the general manager at KPFK. The IT at KPFK, that position was rebudgeted by virtue of a motion passed by the PMB, which reduced that position to a part-time position. So the motion does need to be amended to say part-time IT at KPFK, and that same person that resigned was part-time IT at National. And I would like to add that it can be a hire or a contractor or contract services for that replacement. It needs to happen. It's very technical. We have these enormous servers here at KPFK that also relate to our Great Plains and so on and so forth. So there will be some changes in that regard. So that needs to happen. And that position, which, like I say, was reduced at KPFK from full-time to part-time, should remain that way. Rebudgeted by virtue of a previous PNB motion. Does that answer your question? Because I agree. I don't think that we need to make very clear that this is not a blanket waiver of the hire freeze. The hire freeze is in place, and I wanted to make sure that the first time since I have been on the board off and on over the years, that we actually do what we said, that in order to have even a replacement hire, you have to bring it to the board to get that waiver. I mean, I know it should be kind of automatic, but at least it keeps the board informed, and more importantly, it allows everyone to remember that there is a hire freeze, and so even if it's a replacement, you still have to get a waiver from the board.